Here we have a situation where not only do we have two psukim that seem to be redundant, we have four psukim. Four psukim seem to say the exact same thing, just in a slightly different language. It's really pointed out that shmor means constantly, that's for Torah. Tizpon means catch the moment, that in terms of mitzvos. You should be involved in Torah mitzvos. Shmor mitzvosai v'chiyei Torah si ki ishon inecha. Keep the Torah like it's the apple of your eye. Kashrema letz ba'osecha, kashrema luach libecha. Should make it part of you, internalize it. And mor lachachma achosiyat u'modala bina tikra. Should make Torah a relative, a sister, a closer relative, like Boaz was a moda. What's going on here? Why have four psukim say the exact same thing? I mean, this isn't Shir HaShirim. Not even Shir HaShirim would you find the exact same thing, but why wax emotional? Just say what you want to say. So the Gro over here understands that four is a very special number when it comes to Torah, because we're dealing with four levels. We're dealing with Shat, and Remez, and Drash, and Sod. We're dealing with the Pardes, and each of these psukim relates to a different aspect of that Pardes. That's Pshat. Pshat is learn Torah, Chazer Torah. Do mitzvot. You know, it's kipshuto. Eat matzah. Sit in a sukkah. Then, Shmor mitzvosai v'chiyei u'torasi ki ishon einecha. There's another aspect of Torah which you should hold on to for dear life, because Kadosh Baruch Hu takes it very, very seriously. And that's Drash. That's Divrei Sofer. That if someone says, ain't tefillin min ha-Torah, so he's a bit of a mishugana. But he's mevatel anasei. Okay, so his punishment will be whatever it will be. But if he says that there are five parashiyos in the tefillin, then he's a zakein mamar. Then he's chayav misa. Namely, that the language of the Gemara in Sanhedrin, chomer b'divrei sofer mi b'divrei Torah. In other words, that you're only zakein mamar if you're doing something which is ikaro b'Torah uperusha midivrei sofrim. In other words, that the divrei sofrim is the chiyel. We find Rabbi Tarfon not said kriyat shema at all. Okay, would have been vatal and asay, but because he said kriyat shema in a manner that he was over al divrei beis hillel, he was neschayev misa. Okay, in other words, that a person should know that on the level of drash you're dealing with life and death. That's the second pasuk. Kashrei malatz ba'osecha kasveim. Namely, you should have ways of remembering things. That's what we call asmachta. Asmachta, that's already remez. That the Torah should be viewed, that everything should have that which you're going to link into. Find ways of remembering the Torah. You should have all sorts of skulos that you shouldn't forget. And finally, this already is the level of Sod. Since it's the level of Sod, we have no idea what it's talking about, except that in the Sifra Ditznusa, which is one of the main works of Kabbalah that the Gra wrote a perish on, word by word, line by line, over there in Perak Aleph, it says, "Vayomer Elokim Iyor, Achta Umodata Kalilin Davada." That there is a concept of an achot and a concept of a moda that are linked in intrinsically together. That's at the level of Torah Sasod. So we have over here that Shlomo HaMelech is telling us to try and learn Torah to the best of our ability, the best of our ability to understand on all levels as one grows. So in Yitzhak Hashem, when you get to be 40, you'll begin Torah Sasod. But Pshat and Drash and Remez, that certainly you're fully capable of currently. Okay, just a little. We'll just begin a little bit, and then don't want to keep you from Rav Shechter, from Rav Ganak. Assuming that's where you're going. L'sham rachami isha zara uminach kriya amareha hechlika. This we already pointed out. They were doing on the level of the isha zara, of the chemda, of the nachriya, of the ta'ava. The first is simply by nature isha zara, it's just a krumash kafa. The second already has there's a seductive aspect, hechlika. That sometimes things can be seen up clearly because they take place with gogli. That's the concept of chemda. That's running after something. People get on boats, they get on planes, they go into cars. And then the taiva, that's usually done behind closed doors. That's ba'adesh navi nishkafti, right? That's mitzitz ben acharakim. So we'll continue, belin neder, moving over into Well, we do one more pasuk. Ve'ere ba'pesaim, avina ba'banim, na'ar chasaleif. That over here also we have the era, that which is obviously avina, that which has to be looked into, that's more the tava. You have the na'ar, who is simply has a wrong hashkafa. You have the chasar leif, who unfortunately is lacks the ability to override his ta'avot. But what we're going to move to from pasuk ches onwards is a tahalich. We have a story, a tahalich of avera, how we have over here a fascinating slippery slope. So that we'll see b'li neder tomorrow.
Okay,
we should all have a meaningful day. It should all be l'zecher nishmas, Rav Yosef Dov, for Rav Moshe Halevi.